Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking sustainability with John Butler in just a moment.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get in it for the money, getting the best on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on your investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better. See your local CPS retailer today.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977. John Butler is with the Beef Marketing Group based out of Manhattan, Kansas, and he's the current chair of a group known as the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef. We talked with him at the recent cattle industry convention in Nashville about where we are right now in this business of trying to advance sustainability in beef production.
Actually, Ron, an awful lot, a tremendous amount of work has been done. The organization really is only 2 years old, and really the first year and a half, our job was to build the framework around identifying the indicators, we call them indicators, key indicators, around sustainability, and then to build the metrics for each indicator for each sector of our beef value chain. So in other words, there's six indicators that have been identified. And so at the cow-calf level, we got those six indicators, and then what are going to be the metrics that we're going to measure at the ranch level, if you will, for each of those indicators? Same thing's done for the feed yard segment, same thing's done for the packer segment, and then the end user segment. So the first year and a half, we've been building that and getting lots of input from all of our multi-stakeholders involved in the roundtable. Well, we've just about got that framework finished. So now we're going into 2017, and we want to vet that. We want to share it with everybody. What we've done, what the roundtable has built, and make sure that we've got it right and get feedback and get understanding and so on and so forth. So that's what we'll continue through 2017. And then as we go into 2018, we'll begin to take that toolbox now and share it with the industry, and everybody will then, our hope is that they will begin to embrace that and start to measure in their own operations against those indicators and those metrics.
I know that one of the things that was talked about at your meeting last year as you came in as chair, that it seemed like the cow-calf sector maybe was a little bit ahead of some of the other sectors and actually starting to do some of these things.
In many cases, the cow-calf sector is ahead, and they're already doing many of these practices that we're identifying as indicators. So, for example, how they manage their water. You know, do they have a plan on their ranch to manage the forage and to do a better job with all the resources that they have at their exposure? Yes. So, many cases they're already doing that, and what we're doing is just quantifying. We're sort of breaking that down so we can actually measure it, what they're doing. So, And in some cases, they are ahead of the other sectors.
Clearly, we're wanting to try to get the industry to where we can basically take that information to the end users or the folks further down the pipeline and say, see, we're responsible. We are doing the sustainable thing, right?
Yes, sir. And that's about, it's about really the consumer wanting to know more about where their food comes from. And we have a challenge to enhance the trust of our product. That's what this is about. And so we can bring that story, and we call it sustainability, but we can bring that story about how we're utilizing these resources for the entire value chain, supply chain, whatever you want to call it. So it's not just the cow-calf, it's not just the feeder, it's all of us together being able to tell that story to the end user, so to ultimately enhance the trust for our product.
Chief Executive Officer of the Beef Marketing Group and Chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, John Butler will be a keynote speaker at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference in Ardmore on the 24th of February. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.